Good morning. Yesterday, as I was walking in for the 5:15 Mass, you know, I always vest in there and I go around the outside of the church and back the side. There was this 20-something kid sitting on, you know, the ledge out there next to the church. And I said, "Son, you're not going to get Mass from out here." And he said, "I'm an atheist. I'm not coming." But he was serious. And I says, "Get the heck off our stump. What do you think this is? No atheists allowed." Right? And so, but then I'm thinking, oh, I need a sabbatical. But anyway, that was beside the point. And I said, I'm starting Mass. And I said, "You don't even know what an atheist is yet, huh?" And then I come walking in and we start Mass. And then as I was walking down the aisle, I thought, yeah, well, maybe he does. Because most people, it's surprising, not everybody's an atheist. Meaning that if we only listen to the world, we just watch TV, we read just stupid books, then again, it's going to become that we're not going to believe in much of anything, because neither does the world. That's why James is telling us today, it says you need to humbly welcome the word that is planted in you. Huh? The word was planted when you got baptized, but you got to welcome it, because it has the power to save you, right? So you and I got to think about, what do we listen to? Especially those of you who are going to get confirmed, you know, honest to goodness. Most people that are getting confirmed throughout the whole United States are pagans who want to get some money at their confirmation and get sit there and go to a party, but they don't go to church afterwards. "Hey, what are you? I'm a Catholic." That's a lie. If you don't go to church every Sunday, you're a bad Catholic, huh? You can't sit there and receive Jesus. You know, it's amazing. People don't go to church every week. They come up, they get confirmed, they get these things. They get the big things in the church. They call themselves Catholic. They haven't been to church in, you know, a couple of weeks, but they'll go to communion. And they sit there and say, "Look at me. Look at you. You're a pagan." And see, that's what God's trying to tell us. Just because we go through the motions, just because we get confirmed, just because we get baptized, doesn't make you a follower of Jesus Christ. As I've said before in these last couple months, Christians do not go to heaven. So you're a Christian. You get your child baptized. You get confirmed. Whoa. So what? You can still go to hell faster. I can go to hell just because I'm a priest. Just because I'm a priest doesn't mean I'm going to go to heaven. Trust me on this. Ask Father Wright. He'll tell you. The reality is this, that you and I got to be disciples of Jesus Christ. So a disciple means you sit at the feet of the Master, Jesus Christ, every day. So the first thing that means is that you sit there and you read the Word of God every day. You need to read it, because think how much time you give every day to the word, the flesh, and the devil. How much time you watch the news. How much time you read the paper. How much time you go into making money. So you're a disciple of the world, the flesh, the devil, money. And isn't it amazing what happens to so many people? God, they fit into their life. So if they go to Mass this week, okay, they'll go. If they don't, if other things are happening, well, I won't go. You know, because Jesus isn't even part of your life. That's part of the reality. He must be your life. The day you and I drop dead, as I've said 100,000 times, God will look at you and say, "I love you very much. I will now give you what you love the most forever." And if that's anything else, if that's yourself, if that's your money, if that's your work, if that's your golf, that's what you get forever. And you will be separated from God because you never wanted to be with him anyway. You proved it by the way you lived your life. So do you live your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Do you fit God into your life, or do you build your day and your life around him? Are you one that wouldn't even think about missing Mass, wouldn't even think about not praying every day, wouldn't even think about it, right? Or are you one of the ones that just use the church for when you want something or need something? And all of a sudden, here you come running. "Hey, I need something. I want something, huh? Those who are going to be confirmed, I want to be confirmed." So we should just give you something, right? So you're just a taker? Or you sit there and say, "Is you going to be confirmed?" What that means is you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You are making a decision. Jesus will be the most important thing in my life. That's why in the early church, and even when I was a kid, what did the bishop do when he confirmed somebody? He slapped them. Oh, I want to be bishop just for that and bring that back. But the reality is this, that we sit there and it was like, toughen up. Stop being a wimp. Time to be a man. Time to be a woman. Time to take responsibility for your own life. Time to take responsibility and follow Jesus for who he is to you. Stop just going through the motions, huh? So this is what the second reading continues. It says, be what of the word? Doers of the word, huh? Because if all we do is listen to God every once in a while, some of us think how sad this is, but some of us right here, the only time we hear God's word is when? Sunday at Mass. And even then, we don't listen, right? Like if I was to ask you, what's the first reading about today? I wonder how many, if I just pointed you, dude, tell me what the first reading was about. How many would be able to sit there without hurry up and go into that, like whatever, in your pew, what do you call those things? The missalette, and say, oh, Father, I don't know. So God just spoke to you, what, 5, 10 minutes ago? And you already didn't listen. So the call for today, that's why Jesus is yelling at the Pharisees. And he is quite hard on them today. You know, he's sitting there saying, right, you know, why do you just follow the traditions? Oh, I go and do this because it's part of the tradition. I go to church every once in a while because I want to be a good person. But it's the inner thing that hasn't been changed. What God is calling us today is authenticity. That we live what we believe. We lay our life down for what we believe. The way he laid his life down to prove he loves you, so must you and I lay down our life to prove we love him. We put him first. We spend time with the scripture. Now, again, if you don't read the scripture every day, it's very simple. You can sign up for Father Larry Richards at Twitter, and I'll send you scripture every morning, send you scripture every night. It'll at least get you thinking and hearing God's word every day. Twice a day, beginning in the morning, beginning at night. You could do it better if you do it yourself, huh? But you do that stuff, and you do it on a daily basis. You don't sit there and try. You know, like I did a men's retreat this past week down in, last week and I wasn't here, I was down in Los Angeles, huh? And I just was hard on these guys, you know. In fact, someone wrote a letter to the bishop, again. I spent another week with the bishop this week, again. He yelled at me for a full hour, again. This is the second time in 4 months. He likes me a lot. But anyway, but again, though, because I was a little challenging. I was a little hard, you know, and yes, I am. On purpose. Because, you know, just the other night I was watching EWTN. And on EWTN they were talking about hell. And I thought, whoa, it's very easy for me to go there. For me, very, very easy. If I don't get my life in gear. I'm going to confession today at 2:30 with Father Bible, but that's all beside the point. But I'm thinking, all of us, you know, we take our salvation so much for granted. We do what we want, fit God in. And then the day we die, we expect him to give us the greatest price for people who really didn't care about him most of their lives, just used them when they needed something. He'll only give to you himself if you're who you love, because he won't force himself on you. It's only if you love him. It's only if you want him. And you must prove that by daily welcoming his word, because that word has the power to save you. And then you just can't listen to it. You need to be a doer. So, are you going to be doers? Good. I didn't hear yes. Aren't you glad I'm leaving for 3 months? Yeah, I know. And you're going to get Father Steve Schreiber's going to be here, so he's very nice. So all the guys you're going to get are nice. Now, again, I promise you I'm going to be praying for you every day. I ask you to keep praying for me. Huh? Again, for the very reason, after I do every mission or everything else, I say, you got to pray for me because I'm the most arrogant person you ever met, right? And that's what the gospel said we shouldn't be, right? Did you hear it today? That's what comes from within. So that's what the sabbatical's for. So that I can change, I can relax, right? I can have no stress, I can be converted. So you got to pray for your pastor's conversion, right? Yes, not just write letters, that's the point. So pray. So then when I come back, I might be all gentle and everything. You don't know. Oh, it could happen. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now we're going to give some Bibles to our confirmation kids after I just, you know, kicked them in the butt a little bit.